Bryant Street Publishing presents Touch Me, Semper Fi Marines by Melissa Schroeder. Read for you by Una Knight. To all the readers who beg for the stories and fell in love with the Santinis and Johnsons, your emails and comments have been so wonderful over the last year. Thank you always for your support. This one is especially for you, Mel. 1. Jack Johnson scowled down at his petunias. The once vibrant yellow and purple flowers were now flattened and were SBR, smashed beyond recognition. He had just planted them 2 days earlier, and now they were dead. There was only one reason for their disfigurement.
"I'm gonna kill that mongrel."
He said nothing else as he marched to Hannah Richmond's front door, ready to go through his plan. Before he could ring the bell, she opened the door. She was as surprised as he was, or so the expression on her face told him, as did the gasp that slipped from her lips. That strange tickle at the back of his throat started. It had nothing to do with her, he was sure. Or the fact that she looked like she just tumbled out of bed. Her gold and brown curls were springier than usual, and she had one shoe off and one in her hand. She was dressed in scrubs with little puppies and kittens all over them. Her blue-gray eyes widened when she saw him. "Oh, Captain." She sounded breathless, as if he had caught her being naughty. That thought, along with the way she was blushing, had his thoughts going in the direction he'd tried to avoid. For weeks, he had been getting not-so-pure thoughts about his veterinarian neighbor that had nothing to do with her dog. "Damn it, that dog." Now that thought brought him back to the reason for his visit. "My petunias are SBR." For a moment, she said nothing. She was struggling with her shoe and almost fell over. Then she laid one of her small hands against his shoulder to balance herself. "What?" He drew in a deep breath, ignoring the way his heart did a little jig at the scent of her. It wasn't flowery or ever musky like perfume. Pure, clean soap. Why did he find that so damn erotic? Shaking his head, he tried to concentrate on her question. "Oh, his flowers. SBR. "What the hell is SBR? She asked. But he could tell she wasn't paying attention as she shut her front door, locking it. "Smash beyond recognition." She stopped in her tracks and stared at him. She opened her mouth, then shut it, and bit her lip. Jack had a distinct impression that she was trying not to laugh at him. "You came up with an acronym for your garden issues." He jerked a shoulder. "And why are you coming to tell me about it?"
"That damn dog of yours did it."
"My damn dog?" She shook her head. "Hercules did not smash your petunias. He hasn't been out front since yesterday afternoon." He crossed his arms over his chest.
"I disagree."
Her expression told him she thought he might be insane. She said nothing about it. "Good for you. Tell you what, why don't you write that up in triplicate? When you're done with that, I'll tell you exactly where to file it." Before he could respond, she was opening her car door. He hurried to catch up to her before she left. He rounded the hood of her vintage VW bug. Listen, Captain. I don't have time this morning. I'll be home this evening and you can tell me all about it. I have an emergency at the clinic." He stopped. Hannah was a veterinarian and rarely had emergencies that he knew of. If she was in this much of a hurry, it was probably very serious. Pressing the issue would just make him a jerk.
"Okay, but we will talk about this."
She slipped into the car and started the engine.
"I'm sure we will."
Giving him a mock salute, she put the car in reverse. Jack stood there, watching her drive down the street. With a shake of his head, he walked back to his house. He hadn't even dressed for the day. He was still wearing his boxers and t-shirt. He was also barefoot. It was then he knew why she'd given him the look she had at first. With a sigh, he made his way through the house to grab some coffee. He decided to take Monday and Tuesday off to get a little work done around.